Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 148 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Dorry Pickle's book, Dawn, A Fresh Perspective on Life, Death and the Other Side. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I have put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So in this book, Dorry writes about the end-of-life visions that her mother had during her last few days. So I'm going to read from a chapter that's titled The Way It Works. It begins with a sentence from Dorry's mum, who said, "At the end, you can see all of it, and it makes so much sense." Dorry wrote, "So what was it all about? What were mum's visions of the universe and our place in it that brought her so much enthusiasm and hope in her last few days? I will do my best to lay it out here exactly as she described it to me." Dorry's mum said, "I have seen it, the way it works. It's a special shape. It's like a tornado, but it's not a violent thing like a tornado. It's a thing that builds and grows," she said, directing me while I sketched on paper and then made a crude mock-up in Photoshop. She was giving me edits and inputs to make it reflect a skeletal version of what she was seeing. From her new vantage point, she could now discern and describe to me that we were part of a larger ongoing journey with hierarchical levels structured in a tornadic shape. According to her description, there are four basic levels to this funnel-like structure. Dorry's mum said, "We live in the bottom level, which is the physical realm. The next level above physical is knowledge. Above that, the spiritual realm. And finally, I'm not sure what to call it, will or God maybe, there isn't a word for it." Dorry continued, "We talked about each level, and this is my understanding from our limited conversations. Level 1, the physical world. This is the bottom level at the base of the structure. This level is the physical world that we live in while we are inside of a physical body requiring air, water and bread. On this level, we scrounge for food, enjoy fine wine and suffer from arthritis. On this level, we blow out birthday candles, hold a child's hand and suffer through chemotherapy and war. This level is full of loss and suffering, but also beauty and triumph. This level is about survival and achieving health. Level 2, the realm of knowledge. This is the level where we learn and grow in how we understand the universe, the stars, the planets, nature, and our place in the world. This level is all about education and comprehension. This level is intellectual and open to learning. At this level, we ask questions and get answers. This level is about growth and wisdom. At this level, we build our knowledge on top of the bedrock of knowledge that has come before us. Our ancestors and the entire history of humanity have built a stockpile of knowledge. This is where we add to it. This is where we use it to reach higher heights. Level 3, the spiritual realm. This is the level where we have a connection to the universe and nature. This level requires the breath of life, the bread of life, and the water of life. This level is about love, emotional depth, and a deepening connection to us, the natural world, and other beings and spirits. This level is about the force within us becoming stronger and more evident. This is our Jedi training. Level 4, the beyond. Mum didn't have a word for this level other than maybe the word will. But neither the word will nor the word God fits. She said it was a level that didn't have an easy to define name or a word in English for it. She said that words didn't apply to it. When she was describing it to me, she was tongue-tied at the idea of having to assign it a label. This level is final, infinite, ever-changing and growing. This level is about freedom and choice. This level holds influence. This level is hard to comprehend. This level is the goal, the ultimate, the universe. For purposes of discussion in this book, I will refer to this level as the beyond, with brackets and in italics, to continually recognise that this term is a placeholder because there is no word that can capture its nature. In those precious moments in the hospital, we talked quite a bit about its specific shape. Mum wanted to be very clear that it was like a tornado or a funnel, spiralling upward. She seemed fascinated by it, like it was a dazzling sight to see. It seemed to entrance her. She spent quite a bit of time trying to describe it to me in detail. She didn't say the word reincarnation, but it seemed clear from our conversations that it would require multiple lives to get from the bottom to the higher realms, maybe even millions of lives. She implied that this spiral structure is the shape of our spiritual reality, and it's a long journey of lessons being learned over and over as we make progress up the structure toward the beyond. It was unclear to me from our conversation if you are a physical human only in the physical realm, or if it is possible to be in a physical body on the other levels. It was clear in level 1 you are a physical body, and she made it clear on level 4 you are energy or a spirit, definitely not in a physical body, or at least not restricted to one specific physical body. But we did not discuss where the transition from physical to non-physical takes place along the course of one's journey. According to her visions, it is not possible to know which level you are on at any given point, at least not while you are still a unique individual or a physical human, if I understood it correctly. As I've been digesting this vision of hers over the past couple of years, I've been considering this structure and how we move through it upward, making progress up toward the beyond. How are we supposed to advance through the levels? In my mum's last few months, she was thinking a lot about the concepts of echoes and ripples on a pond. With these themes as the spiral structure, there is a common element of building and growing. If we are advancing vertically through the structure, we are growing on top of our lineage, building on what each generation, or previous lives, before us started. We, and those who came before us, are all one story, one continuum. Each generation builds on the one before, leading us upward, one day at a time. While on her last trip with my dad that summer and the 10 days in the hospital upon their return, she wrote about the generational echoes through our lives. I found this on her phone after she passed. Memories of beloved friends or loved ones are never gone. The energy of life is never lost. It sends echoes on through our lives like ripples from tossing a pebble into a pond or a coin into a fountain. The ripples form circles that spread and grow. As we pass them on, they flow down through the water's fabric of time. They double back and spread again. The energy of life is never lost. Their songs reverberate through our lives, singing over the meaningless clatter, ringing, and giving meaning through the dust of ordinary life. They are echoes of life, echoes of love. Toss a coin into a fountain, it makes circles that double back and spread again. Its energy is never lost. May these memories live forever. Their melodious sounds amplify each other in harmony, and the piercing, clashing sounds echo as well, as each note sounds its true voice in a splendidly organized dissonance that intensifies the whole. As they rise upward together in lovely abandon towards the great dome of heaven, the sweet sounds and the bitter blend in sublime disunity, resulting in the lifting up of our hearts upward. Okay, so today I was reading from Dorrie Pickle's book, Dawn, A Fresh Perspective on Life, Death and the Other Side. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression session with me. And I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.